Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at the topic of called to be different. What does it look like from God's perspective to live and to be different? Different from who we were, different from the world. And today we're going to look specifically at the subject of obey differently. And been looking at a section of scripture out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And today we're at verse 6, and it says, "And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete." I think sometimes I read that and we look at that and we miss half of the verse. It's easy to, because it begins that we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience. That it's a verse about judgment and condemnation and correction. And then he continues with that line that says, once your obedience is complete. And I put it together and I see this great picture of patience, of compassion, of mercy, this picture of God. The Bible talks a lot about the consequences of sin, the punishment that's due. But it also talks about God's loving patience, His mercy, His compassion, His willingness to call us to Himself. And to call us to change. And so when I think about obeying differently, I think about being motivated in a different manner. There are times that we obey because of fear. Fear of punishment, fear of consequences, fear of getting caught, fear of what people might think. The list could go on. But that fear motivates us to obey at a certain level. One of the problems with fear being the motivation, well, it's, we don't obey all that well when we think no one's watching. When we're believing that we won't get caught. But when we learn to obey differently, we obey out of love. We obey because we want to. It's this type of obedience that draws us to a greater relationship with God, a greater desire to know Him, to be filled with Him, to walk with Him. And because we love, we don't live in fear. The Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. And when we experience the perfect love of God, and when we grow in loving God more perfectly each day, fear begins to dissipate and melt away. And we obey with an awareness that it's a growth process. We obey with an awareness that God is patient and merciful and kind, that He is just. That there is punishment. There is consequences for wickedness, but there's an eagerness to hold off on that, to give us those chances to make our obedience complete. And I think when we realize that there's hope, I think sometimes we give up. We somehow are convinced by ourselves, by the enemy, by other people, that it's just no use. I'm never going to get this right. And we give up because we cling to the first half of that verse that not only was Paul ready, but God's ready to punish every act of disobedience. And we need reminded of the second part of that verse that says, once your obedience is complete. The Bible tells us that God will and can complete that which He started in us. And when we come to Jesus Christ, when we allow His blood to wash away our sins, there's a desire that grows in us to obey differently. There's a desire to improve at that level of obedience, to consistently find new things and new areas that we need to work on, to realize that God's patience is what has sustained us even as He waited for us to turn from our disobedient ways. And His patience continues to sustain us as we make our obedience complete. And the great thing about learning to obey out of love rather than out of fear is that it removes those legalistic requirements that tends to rob the joy out of living in Christ. And I know there's a balance, and Paul talks about that elsewhere, of not using that patience of God and that long suffering of God as a permission to continue sinning. But to also realize that God knows the heart. He knows our desire. He knows if our desire is to obey differently or if our desire is really to get away with as much as possible. And unfortunately, if that's our approach, we won't get away with it. God's fully aware, not simply of what we do or what we don't do, but of the heart, of the motivation, of what drives us to whatever level of obedience we've achieved. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider your obedience to God. And wrestle with that question, why do I obey? Is my heart pure or becoming more pure each day? Am I as patient with others as God is with me? You see, when we learn to obey differently, it changes the way that we look at others, even as it changes the way we look at ourselves. And Jesus tells a story and He talks about the truth that those who have been forgiven much learn to love much. And God's desire is that we would understand His forgiveness and how it relates to us obeying differently. And how it relates to us not only being forgiven, but to us forgiving. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself and is long-suffering, it's compassionate, it's full of mercy, but it's also just. Father, You are ready to punish every act of disobedience, and yet You are waiting for our obedience to become complete. Father, when we grasp the beauty of that knowledge, may we obey differently. May our hearts and our minds, our motivations be transformed. May we be eager to obey Your word, because we want to, because it's becoming who we are. Father, as we learn that obedience, as we learn of Your patience and kindness towards us, may it also change the way that we look at others. May we long for those around us to obey differently as well. And may we love and care and wait just as You do for us. Father, change our hearts. Help us to see ourselves more accurately today than ever before. That we would understand not just what our actions look like, but the reasons behind our actions. May You purify our thoughts, our desires, our motives. May the obedience that we live with be one that represents a growing and great love for You. May it also represent a growing and great love for people. Father, may we look at life differently as we become different. And may the differences in us be such that Jesus is seen more clearly each day. May we live life in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Well, I apologize if the video is jumping around. At least from my end, it looks like it was freezing up from time to time. But hopefully it made it through. But I do thank you for joining me today. I do pray that you have a day that's greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.